At the end of the art history lesson, Mr. Plum took Philip to one side. "All set for Saturday," he said, laying a hand as if unconsciously on his arm. Saturday was the day for the proposed excursion to London, where Mr. Plum's O and A level classes were to visit the George Stubbs exhibition currently showing at the Tate Gallery. "Sure," said Philip.
"Good. It will, I'm sure, be the most revelatory experience for you. Epiphanic, if I may be so bold."
"Yeah," said Philip, "I'm looking forward to it." He could not quite see where this was leading and was anxious to be getting to his next lesson.
"Your mother?"
said Mr. Plum suddenly, and with a kind of nervous tenderness to his voice.
"She's well, I hope?"
Yes, very well."
"Good. That's very good. In which case, I wonder..."
He appeared to hesitate for a moment, fished for something in his briefcase, hesitated again before pulling it out, and finally presented Philip with a plain white envelope, on which his mother's name was inscribed in Mr. Plum's baroque, spidery handwriting.
"I wonder if you might object, or might not object, I should say, to passing on this small communique. A notelet, nothing more, entirely innocent in manner and import."
"This is for my mother," said Philip.
You have it in a nutshell."
Philip looked at the envelope. Nothing could be deduced from it beyond the simple fact that Mr. Plum wanted to send his mother a private message. He put the envelope in his pocket. "Okay," he said, and walked on. He could feel Mr. Plum's eyes upon him until he reached the end of the corridor and turned the corner.